Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Doing just fine. An impressive victory for you guys on the road once again, where you guys continue to play well. Pick up a 35-28 win at William & Mary for your fifth straight victory. Give me your breakdown on that game.
Yeah, you know, I thought we obviously started off the game very well, both sides of the ball. You know, we were up 28-7 at one point. You know, obviously we knew it was going to be a battle no matter what. You know, they came back. They got a big score before the half, and then they went down the field to start the third quarter on a six-minute drive, I believe. They got it to 28-21, and then it was really, you know, Micah Wright's punt return was huge. Obviously, that was the difference at the end of the game in the score, and then obviously we made two big plays, forcing two big turnovers in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I give credit to them. They're well coached. Obviously, their kids didn't stop fighting, neither did ours. I thought it was a great CAA football game. That's a great venue down there. What they've done with the stadium and just the atmosphere that they create down there is a special place. So we were happy to go in there and get a win, and I'm just proud of the kids, the way they kept fighting and never, you know, never kind of looked back at what we were trying to do.
Defensively, I'm sure the yardage number was a little more than you would have liked to let up William & Mary with 469 yards, but turnovers, again, play a big factor. You guys forced three, including those two fumbles in the red zone in the fourth quarter, second straight week that you've kind of closed the game out with a play on defense. Talk about what it, you know, what that means, the confidence your defensive guys have, and how much of a focus is that for you guys to try to work on forcing turnovers, especially with your defensive backs like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of said it. You know, we're probably giving up a little bit more yards than we want to. You know, they did a good job. I think Kendall Anderson got on track in the second half there. I was able to break some tackles. And, you know, but obviously the big thing is we're just continuing to create takeaways. You know, we talk about it all the time as a staff to our defense. And, you know, in the beginning of the year, we kind of had a dry spell there. We weren't really creating them. But, you know, at the same time, we weren't probably giving up as many yards. And now it's kind of went the other way, where we're giving up probably a little bit more yards than we want. But the timely turnovers has been really key for us. I think we have seven or eight in the last two games. So, you know, we'll take it. The only stat that matters is the win. And, you know, our guys just continue to battle down the stretch, and they're not shying away from the fourth quarter. And that was our problem in the beginning of the year. And I think we've just continued to put ourselves in those situations, and we're starting to make big plays.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Semiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1. On your keypad, we've got several Q if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahody with the Bangler Daily News.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Villanova, defensive stats are off the charts. One of the top defensive teams in the country, in addition to the league. How do you attack a defense like Villanova's? Do you change the playbook a little bit, maybe get a little creative against them, or how do you attack such a good defense?
Well, I don't have that answer yet. Hopefully, we'll have that soon. But obviously, you know, over my time here at Maine, I have great respect for Villanova. I think they're one of the best coach teams, if not the best coach team in the CAA. They're always prepared. Their kids are always you know, very focused on in terms of checks and in-game checks pre-snap. They're just very, very well coached. And when that happens, you got to be on point. You got to have your kids prepared. So it'll be a challenge for us, but I know our kids won't shy away. I mean, we're looking forward to coming back home and getting another ranked team at home. And I know our kids will be ready to play. But we know, as it is every week in this league, it's going to be a very challenging game for us.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of David Driver with the Harrisonburg Patriot News.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Talk a little bit about Darian Davis-Ray, just kind of what he brings to you guys. And you guys have a pretty balanced running attack, but, you know, he's had some good games for you guys, and there's other times where maybe he doesn't get as many touches.
Yeah, you know, I think it's I'll keep stating it. It's a good problem to have, you know, the backs that we have. And it's a challenge to get them all carries and to get them touches and those kinds of things and the flow of a game, especially when you're trying to call it. As Coach Cohen, you know, and his staff do a great job of just getting guys in certain situations. But obviously Darian's a guy that he's a downhill runner. He hits the hole extremely hard. He's a very, very smart football player. You know, I thought at the end of the Albany game he made a huge play in terms of knowing the situation, going down, staying in bounds. So he's just someone we can rely on in any situation. He also does a great job on special teams for us. and it's nice to see. You know, he's kind of had a little bit of an injury-plagued career here before this year, and he's really doing a great job staying healthy and taking care of his body, and you're seeing the results of him playing well.
Yeah, just to follow up, I mean, he's maybe a little undersized. I mean, he's a spark plug. I think he's missed two games. What was his injury? Did he miss the two games this year?
Well, one of them was just a little nicked up injury. The other one was a suspension served from last year. But, you know, he's just been a guy that's continued to work. And really, you're just kind of seeing the evolution of all his hard work from the offseason come through, because he is staying healthy and he's a quick twitch back that's downhill, and it's really exciting to watch.
Great. Thank you.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Lowe with the Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Joe, can you just please talk about Micah Wright and the impact he's made, not just on the offense, but special teams? I mean, since he's joined you guys, you're 5-1. So.
Yeah, he's you know, obviously he's our down-the-field threat on offense. He can take the top off of defense. You know, he's got great hands, usually catches everything. And we knew, you know, coming into this year that we need, you know, we met with him and really put an emphasis on the punt returning. I think that's something that Coach Charlton and myself really talked with him about, and just told him how important it is for us to have a return game and to be able to make impact plays. And we spent a lot of time on special teams. It's helped us win a couple games this year. You know, I thought it helped us win the Bryant game. And I thought it helped us win the Albany game. And now, again, William Mary with a big play. So, you know, we're just excited about having him back there. He's growing in confidence, catching the ball, and doing a better job with that on short punts, too. And obviously you saw, I mean, we did a pretty good job blocking on that play. But anytime there's a dynamic punt returner back there, he's going to make guys miss. And he took advantage of it, and obviously it was a really big play.
It seems he's very instinctual once he gets the ball in his hands, Joe.
Yeah, you know, he's usually great after the catch on offense, which obviously translates over into punt returning. You know, obviously we got to continue to get him in situations where we can get him the ball. And I think the guys on that punt return team and also the kick return team, anytime you have dynamic returners, they want to block a little bit more because they realize the potential, you know, and what can happen. And I think our coaching staff and the kids do a great job understanding it's not just about the returner on either of those teams. You know, they got to do their part. And if we give that guy, you know, a couple seconds to kind of evaluate the guys coming down the field and he can make a miss, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Thanks.
No problem.
Joe, you touched a little bit in your opening comments about the offense. The performance in the first half by your group on offense, is that maybe as good as you've been for half this season?
Yeah, I would say that. You know, I would say that, you know, obviously the first series, Danny loves throwing first series interceptions, I guess, but there's one thing about him. He doesn't shy away from coming back and just staying the course, and I think that's a really impressive thing from the quarterback position. But, you know, we were clicking. It was a great job by the staff preparing the guys for the looks that we thought we were going to get, and then obviously they have to go out there and execute them. But I just thought our rhythm, the play calling, the kids' energy – it was a great way to start a road game, but I definitely thought that was the best half we've probably had on offense yet.
You talked about Danny, eight different guys with at least one catch in the game, but one of the guys that played awful well is your tight end, Jeremy Sam. We've talked about your receiving core and how talented they are, but four catches for 68 yards for him, and he seems to give you a little different dynamic as far as being able to get the ball in the middle of the field.
Yeah, Salmon had his best game probably as a Black Bear, and you know, he's been playing really, really well this year. You know, we just haven't been able to get on the ball as much as we liked, and obviously we're starting to do that, and I think that's because of the running game and also the guys on the outside that are taking up some one-on-one matchups. So, you know, Salmon's been a great player for us this year, and obviously Danny's starting to find him a little bit more, which, like you said, opens up a couple things. But I think it was more of just the flow of everything going together, the run game, you know, good use of formations and different things, and it was just a well put together plan. The kids executed it really well.
You touched already on what a tremendous defense you're going to be facing this week in Villanova. How about on the other side of the ball? They also have a lot of weapons, not only that running game that they have, but a multi-talented quarterback and Bednarczyk. As you look at trying to slow them down a little bit, what impresses you about them on offense?
Yeah, you know, like I stated before, I mean, as you know, being a former defensive coordinator and spending my time on defense here before this year, you know, it's always been a very challenging week for our staff and just their use of formations. I mean, they're extremely well prepared. I know I've said that a couple of times, but we have the utmost respect for them. And our kids have to do a really good job of pre-snap, checks and things on both sides of the ball to make sure we put ourselves in the right situation, because they will take advantage of it. That's what a good football team does, and that's what they are. So, obviously the quarterback, he hurt us really bad last year scrambling, on third down especially, so we got to do a good job in our rush lanes of that. I think the two backs run extremely hard, and we've had some issues this year with tackling at times, so we have to do a good job of running through contact. And then obviously they can swing the ball on the outside to their talented receiver. So all in all, we just have to do a great job preparing our kids, and our kids got to come with a mindset of getting lined up, getting the checks out, and doing a really good job of running to the football, because ultimately that will take care of a lot of stuff, because we're probably going to miss some tackles and that stuff's going to happen. But if you're swarming to the football, that should hopefully help us out in that situation.
Last question I have for you, obviously, and we talked about this a little bit last week, but six teams within a game of first place and playing one of those teams in Villanova, and as you mentioned, coming back at home, what's the excitement level among your guys right now and being part of the CAA race and gunning for a championship?
Obviously it's really exciting. I think our guys, realize the opportunity that we have, and that's presented itself from the way that we've played. And we're just excited about getting back home and taking one game at a time. I think that's the message from the coaches. And that's I'm seeing that through the kids as well. There's nothing you can do about, the social media part of things and them knowing what's going on and who's tied for first and all those things. But we're just going to take it week to week. But we're extremely excited about getting back home, having another ranked team come in here, a team that over the last couple of years we've had some really challenging games with. So it's going to be exciting. I know our kids are excited. The coaching staff's excited. And it's just, this is what the CAA is all about. It's playing meaningful games in November. And when you have the opportunity to do that, you got to hopefully take advantage of that.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time today. And we look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks. Again, for...